Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, it's your stories about strength, told to us at the Activity and Recreation Center, or ARC. Vincel Teague told us that his lifelong passion for basketball has required many kinds of strength, and a little bit about the greatest source of strength in his life.
My mom, she's the strongest. She just keeps my mind focused, and any struggle I went through, she's always there, stepping right there behind me. When I was in high school, my senior year, I went to Hickman and I transferred to Rockbridge. So starting new, I felt like I needed to be mentally strong to try to have a starting position so I'd be able to play college basketball. That's something I always played since I was a kid, and it requires a lot of mental strength and, you know, a lot of passion. And so that was probably one of the times where I need to have my mental strength and body, emotionally, and everything. I started all my senior year Rockbridge games, got into a community college up in Minnesota West, and so I just finished community college up there, about to head to San Francisco to play basketball.
Jen Eatinger Sprague says that her children both require and give strength.
You have to be a whole different person when you're a parent. You have to be able to do things like dance in public in front of a crowd because your kid needs some form of entertainment while you wait in line. I don't know, different things like that. Letting them do crazy things because they want to try it and not being all freaked out and saying no just because you're afraid they'll hurt themselves. That takes a lot of strength. It takes a lot of strength to overcome your fears with your children.
John Gropengager found strength in God during a trying time in his life.
I had a situation where I was involved with a marriage and I had a son when I was younger, 23, 24 years old. And I actually met him in that transformation of that situation there. So that's how I found him, and that he helped me kind of through that. And ever since then, he's opened up doors for me that, you know, things that happened in my life that I give him all the credit for that.
We met Derek Broadus and his son after a game of basketball. Derek told us about his father's strength.
I was, you know, going off to college, and that summer my mom passed away. So I guess if you talk about strength, that would be something there. And it was just me and my father for a little while. And there was things I was needing, searching for, you know, when it came to, you know, other relationships at that time. I was young and, you know, needing guidance. He was there. You know, I usually would go to my mother for some stuff like that just to get a woman's perspective on certain things. But, he, you know, he really stayed there by my side. And he just all around supported me, you know. Wasn't the, you know, the typical dad, I'll just push through it. You know, he had a sort of reach into a sensitive side, you know, and just kind of just go with the flow. And, you know, if I needed something or needed to talk to him, he just said, hey, I'm available. You know, he was just that rock, you know, that we still needed to hold on to.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. I'm Sarah Shariari with producers Hope Kerwin and Katie Eisterhold.